Dear Chicago.
Leap sheets.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nick and Knight.
Why can't we just say our real name? Because it, like, or think about your name before we start.
I like the suspense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure the listeners love the suspense of you guessing what your name's going to be.
Well, because it's fun.
And by the end,
it's been a tradition now.
And by the end, you usually don't remember who you are.
Right.
Because I'm old.
No, I remembered in the last one. It was the two shows ago? I said one name instead of a different one at the end. Anyway.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys, recorded in Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois.
Or Illinois.
Oh. Since when did we become French?
Right. Illinois.
Illinois.
What do we got to talk about this week? I mean, we're recording a second show, so we already talked about our week. So, you said there was something that we need to address or talk about. So what's the first thing?
So I wanted to address, so Hello Waffles, thanks so much for,
oh my God,
for sending us out a shout out, because that entire show, their last show, was pretty much like, we were the first like 15 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Or I should say we were mentioned. It wasn't about us, but we were mentioned.
I did listen to the show.
Oh,
and
did you?
I did not. First, the wrong person. I guess I named the wrong person who I thought was monotone, or who I thought was quiet.
Yes.
I didn't want to say, I didn't really mean monotone. They're just quiet people.
They're not like loud and
like
animated.
Like, or like, you know, like other people crazy, like Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Right. But I love how he was like going around. And I don't know. We're like,
he was getting,
girl, that's not what we meant.
He was getting his prices right on, is what he was doing.
Which is fine. Because you know what? In jest, it was all in jest and it was all fun and games. And they even said it towards the middle of, mm-hmm. Towards the end. So it's fine. But I do want to say, though, I just thought it was really funny. He kept saying, well, you're just being monotone.
And he, all right. So I have the people mixed up. So Calvin is the one I think I was talking about. The one that's more quiet.
Right.
That's the one that I was like, oh, well, they're both actually quiet guys.
I feel like we're backtracking.
Well, we're not though. I mean, I don't want to say monotone because they're not monotone.
No. And it's just funny because I text message you
right, and they're relaxed. Yes. You know, it's like they're stoned while they're recording. It's kind of like,
They probably are.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Aren't they health nuts and stuff? They probably don't do that. Uh-huh. They buy healthy.
And
they buy $130 worth of some kind of bar at Costco.
Yeah, like morning bars or something.
But we do find you funny, and I listened to the show, and I loved your Price is Right going in and out.
Yes.
Excited.
Well, I do, and I want to say, just in reference to the, it wasn't your, because he had mentioned something about like the long pauses. That's not what I find funny. It's one of those things where if you say a joke, and then there's that pause, because that's kind of like that's the joke. Like, mm-hmm. The joke is the pause. That's funny, because that to me is like, I totally get what you're saying, and then you move on to the next one, because that's sort of the inflection of the joke.
Unlike us, where we wait for someone to laugh.
And no one laughs.
And it's actually us that laughs at our own jokes. Right,
exactly. Because we don't have that fabulous two-person laugh track.
Right.
That we had in Vegas. Wah, wah. We should have that. We should actually try to like lift that out of our
out of the recording,
yeah,
and then just use it
and use it every time someone No, but we love you. We love you guys, and I actually enjoy your guys' show. Because
I've only heard two.
I've heard like,
well, two. I listened to them like a long time ago, and then when I switched phones, I switched like apps for podcasting.
You lost a lot of them.
And so I didn't, either I didn't add them or they just got lost in the situation. Because there for a long time, I wasn't listening to podcasts because mm-hmm. I was busy. And I still try to, but
yeah,
I'm
no,
working
I just,
on it.
Yeah, but I just wanted
so
to
Hello
say...
So Hello Waffles, you're one of the podcasts that I listen to.
Yes.
You should be... Actually, you should feel pretty fucking honored.
Right, because she ain't got no time for anybody. Hell, she doesn't even listen to our fucking show. Right.
So, all right, speaking about shows and stuff. So, you know we've been doing these videos on YouTube, right?
Yes, yes.
So, Roger text messaged me yesterday and was like, oh, did you take the annotations out of the show? And I'm like, no, I didn't take anything out. I added them when I first did the video, but, you know,
yeah, because
I
saw
know.
The one that you added, and then I went back and added another one to the my side of the corner because I wanted to make sure that they could click on our website. So
oh,
that
okay.
if they click the website, they could it could go to our website.
So they're so all I gone added, now?
Well, you know what? I don't... Okay, so truth be told, I was listening to it from my iPhone, so I don't know if the annotations come through on the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
And then because when I went back into the YouTube account, I couldn't see the annotations. And I was trying to figure out if there was like a setting that maybe we missed that like...
No, you can look at them. You have to go to like the editing page or whatever.
No, I did. Like I searched through all...
And they're on the right-hand side.
Yeah, and it wasn't highlighted, so I couldn't like...
Oh,
so it could have been either my system, like our computer, or it could have just been that there was something that was just not working on YouTube that day.
So Roger was like, so did you remove the annotations? I was like, no. And to be honest, I haven't even watched the videos. He's like, you're such an asshole. And then he's like, so, and then we're just talking about a few things. And then he's like, can you believe someone disliked our video?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, really? He's like, yes, someone gave us a thumbs down.
Okay,
but I'm thinking, all right, so we've had like 100 views on the video. If we've only had one person give us a negative.
I don't care.
Overmodulate. Wow.
Sorry.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. Whatever fucker put that thumbs down needs to come clean.
Well, at least they didn't like write a rude comment.
Well, no, I would rather prefer a rude comment because then I could go back on there and be like, thank you for your feedback.
Delete.
You're bringing down my score.
So we're still working on the videos. We're trying to collect video samples for a little commercial for the page.
Yeah, so I did email. So I did email Adam about that. I think Adam was just trying to figure out exactly what we were trying to do.
We just need the whole video,
and that's
then
what
we
I told him. I just said, you know, send us the video because then I can try. Like, I'll send you a copy of it so that we both of us can try and see what we can come up with. And then just
no, that's not what's going to happen. You're going to do what you can come up with. Because you are in charge of the YouTube channel.
Oh.
And okay. I do the recordings.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I
just as long as we have that still, that mentality, because this needs, this is not a Ricky does everything relationship.
Okay. I'll submit my bill.
Yeah. So we're working on the videos, and we had a great idea by John Ong. He was like, oh, you should record driving and then list your top five things and show people on the video and talk about it. And I was like, well, that's probably going to be like a long drive. So how about we do like our top three? So we'll do that in like on a future video, maybe not the next one. But that would be cool. That would be fun.
You know, I did see that message and I thought, oh, that would be kind of fun to do because why not, right?
And Charles or Chuck, he's Lala, not Lala Lauren, but Lala in Pawnee, Indiana.
Okay.
He was like, what are you guys recording with that? And I was like, it's the forward-facing camera of the iPhone 6. He goes, that is so impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of shocked that it's that nice.
It actually is very nice. Every time I watch the videos, I'm like, I can't believe that it looks that good. I mean, I'm sure that if we had like the, you know, if we were doing it from the back camera, it would be a little more, even crisp. More crisp. But it's still pretty good, I think.
For driving, it's good enough.
I think so.
So we're working on those for you guys. Please make sure that you go over to the YouTube channel. You find us. All you have to do is a search for Foul Monkeys and then find us and then subscribe to us. And then watch our videos and comment and like us and all that great stuff.
Yes, and don't give us fucking thumbs down, assholes.
Well, if they're listening to the podcast, they're probably not going to give us a thumbs down. The thumbs down person was probably somebody that just randomly found us.
Fuckers.
Or a hater.
Hater.
And haters going to hate. And that's okay.
Nobody got time for that shit.
So, there's that. All right.
Yeah, it's not on there, by the way.
It's still not working?
No. Hold on. We're going to have to figure out what happened because...
Okay. We're still new to YouTube, you guys, so we're working on it. So we're going to talk about another podcast that we've been listening to that we told you about called Serial.
Yes.
It's by NPR.
And not the kind you eat.
No. It's like S-E-R-I-A-L.
Correct.
Like Serial number.
Spelling by Foul Monkeys. Right.
So we told you guys about this. I don't want to give too much away because I want people to listen to it. But this newest episode introduced a new character into this. I guess this kid's debacle or whatever.
It gives this murder more, case. It gives more definition on a character they loosely introduced in the beginning.
But they didn't introduce the girl. This is the first time we've heard about the girl.
Okay, got it. You're talking about that character. Okay, got it.
Y'all, I'm telling you, we don't want to go into too much detail because we want you to listen to the podcast. It is so good. It's like a TV Netflix show.
Okay, yeah.
So I definitely suggest it.
You know... after listening to this episode of Serial,
after listening to this episode of like
Serial,
I truly believe. Stop working on the YouTube stuff.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I think he. Yeah. I know.
I know what you mean because we discussed it on text.
Yes.
I agree with you. And I kind of thought that from the beginning. This is like so much in code. I don't think people want to listen to this. Anyway, go listen to the podcast. Get back with us and tell us what you think.
Yeah. Because I can't do this.
There's four episodes.
We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
We can't. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about it. And spoiler alert.
It'll be five episodes in.
Yeah. So at this point, if you're not listening by that point, fuck you.
Right. So speaking of another podcast, and I text messaged you this yesterday, but I went on to Twitter and I was like, oh, you know, my iPhone 6 leather case isn't looking too good. It looks kind of gross now because it has like the finger oil and stuff on it from it's like changing color. It doesn't look real blue anymore. Like when
you know what though, like
it's supposed to do that.
Yeah,
but I should have got the brown one.
No, you should have got the black one. Black one would have looked, but because
I don't mind the change.
Now it's just turning it dark.
Yeah, it's turning it black because it's got like I put lotion on
clean
my hand.
Your fucking hands.
And, well, I put lotion on my hand.
Right,
you know,
right. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
using it while I'm eating, shit like that.
You're using it while you're shitting. Right. Oh, got it.
So I tweet and I was like, you know, I was complaining about this case. So Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere podcast tweeted me. She goes, oh, check out this website. It's called society6.com. It is a bunch of artists that sell sleeve or covers for phones. MacBooks.
I feel
they
like
sell a bunch of shit.
I was going to say, I feel like it's kind of like an Etsy website.
Yeah.
Similar.
Kind of like Etsy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the difference is. I mean, I guess it is Etsy, but just a different. But they only sell like for electronics and stuff. They don't have. No, they have t-shirts and bags and stuff.
No, they have other stuff. I think it's just. It's similar to an Etsy store in the sense that you can. It's one of those like a. I don't want to say fair trade, but it's very similar to that, where you can kind of sell your own
stuff
and then just whatever.
Right. So I go onto this website. It's society6.com.
Mm-hmm.
I type in, you know, because I love elephants. Roger loves elephants.
Yeah.
They're my favorite animal. I type in the word elephant and probably like 400 iPhone cases show up.
I know. It was,
and I'm like,
10 or I think it was like 17 pages maybe?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I was like,
an obscene amount of pages.
Oh my God. And there are so many cute cases that are on my wish list now there.
Yeah.
I signed up. I was like, oh, I'm starting a wish list here.
I actually look for sugar skulls because I like those as well. And they had some really cute sugar skull ones. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the commercials for the new movie about sugar skulls. It's called Book of Me or something like that.
Or the Book of Life. I don't know what Sugar Skulls is.
Sugar Skulls is in reference to El Día de la Muerte, which Halloween in Mexico.
I know what that is.
Is it Book of Life? Yeah, I think it is, right? Yeah, and it's this cute little movie about like this. Based on like that, how that sort of tradition came about. It looks really cute. But anyways, I saw a bunch of sugar skulls in there and I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. I love it.
So are these like candies or are they just called sugar skulls?
They're made out of sugar, right? Out of sugar, yes.
Okay.
That's what they're called, sugar skulls.
So this is a cartoon about them?
Or? Yes.
Oh, okay.
So here, I'll tell you.
Because I'm looking at them online, so I see what they look like, but that's interesting.
It's really cute, and Channing Tatum is doing the voice of the lead. So
he's so hot.
He's so cute. I don't necessarily think he's hot, but he's definitely cute. So it, basically, a bus full of children arrive at a museum, and I think they're going through like the Mexican folklore. So they kind of go through that story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cute, and they go through this like adventure or whatever. So I think it's out actually already.
It came out this weekend, I think.
Yeah, I want to go see it because it looks really, really cute, and I think that'll be kind of fun. It kind of makes what you call it, like Halloween.
Do you know what the last cartoon movie I saw in theater was?
What?
The original Toy Story.
Really?
And was that like in 1993 or something?
Yeah, it was like 1990.
It's like crazy.
Really old.
Like old. That's the last time I saw a cartoon in theater.
So anyway, going back to the phone cases. Yeah, I looked up sugar skulls. And you know what? The fun thing that I love about that, or the good thing I like about this website, is that if you do find one that you actually like, you can make it into a portrait.
Or a stretch canvas, or a shirt.
Pillow or something like that. So that's kind of fun. I do like that.
You mean a pillar?
Pillar. you can make it into a pillar. And I really like some of the... There's one that I wanted to show you on the elephants that I thought was really, really pretty. but anyways.
Well, we can look
check
at that
out
later.
Check out the website. It's Society6, S-O-C-I-E-T-Y, 6, the number, .com.
And thank you, Christina, for showing it to me.
Yes, so thank you for...
Appreciate you.
Giving us the information.
Also, I want to congratulate her on her weight loss. She's lost like 70-some pounds.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so awesome. I don't know if she listens to our show, but I think that's so astounding because losing mm-hmm. that much weight is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like she was, from what I understand, she was on a fairly restrictive diet.
Right.
And it was something that she was being, if I remember correctly from her Facebook post, when I was asking her about that, it seems like it was monitored by the doctors and stuff. And it was, something that was suggested to her by them, if I'm not mistaken. And it seems she's been doing really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. So good for you, girl. I think you look great. I saw the new pictures that you've posted, and I think you look fabulous. So keep up the good work. whatever it is that you continue to
you
do.
You go, girl.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, and I'm sure, like, and I'm sure, because I know I've heard her talk about it in her shows, but I mean, it's going to be a, because I think she started to introduce salads.
New foods or yeah. something like that.
Yeah. So,
I know it's like six, I think it was like 6 or 8 weeks of something of just
liquid,
like liquid diet, which would fucking kill me.
Yeah.
It's, I would like, I mean, that has to be. That liquid better taste like a turkey dinner. It better taste like bacon.
It's not. Well, the you know the kind of the I thought what if I'm not mistaken, I don't think she could have. I don't even think she could drink like outside of water. Like I don't think she could drink tea.
She could only drink that stuff. That whatever stuff
in water, right? Yeah,
I think so.
That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Especially really hard.
You know what's really hard for me is I will fucking chug down a Mountain Dew like there's no tomorrow.
And won't do it with water?
I won't do it with water. But if like Tony and I brought some like cran grape juice, mm-hmm. like Ocean Spray cran grape juice, I cannot drink that shit straight. Like it has to be 75% water, 25% juice. I cannot drink it.
Because it's too sweet?
Yeah.
Wow. That's I don't understand how that happens because if you can fucking down that Mountain Dew, which is essentially sugar water with carbonate.
I loved it.
And
sorry, I'm trying to
1,000 milligrams,
Tony.
1,000 milligrams of fucking caffeine. I don't understand how you do that.
Oh, like my nightcap, like Lauren put on our little cards. No one ever got back to us about our little business cards that we put in the grab bags, but I thought the square ones were like super cute that Lauren did.
Oh, I thought so
the one
too.
With our little,
information
facts about us.
Yeah. 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 I thought those were so cute.
Yeah. Those were really nice. And I forgot to congratulate her, but thank you on that. But also, you know, tell her sorry for her loss of her grandfather who passed away a couple right. days ago. So
yeah, that is very sad. It's our heart goes out to you and your family. I mean, I know that's it sounds like she was very close to him. So that's really sad.
Yeah.
But moving forward.
Sorry, I'm talking with Tony because I'm trying to tell him how to do the meatballs. Basically, all he had to do was pour frozen meatballs into the sauce in a crock pot and turn it on. So I just messaged him. I was like, did you put the meatballs in already? He's like, yeah. Should I move them? And I was like,
I thought he was going to work.
No, he can't go to work with this machine and stuff on. He can't go back to work until the doctor clears him. I forgot to say that part.
Oh, shit. Carl, that's serious.
So
that's scurious.
So scurious. But anyway, I just messaged him. He was like, no, I just poured them in. I was like, well, you have to get the sauce all over them and to, like cook.
Oh my God, why is he acting like a fucking Mexican?
What's a crock pot?
Mexicans don't know that shit.
So he's working on it. Roger and I are actually going over to, have you ever met Mark and Jeffrey?
Well, I met them at your birthday.
Oh yeah, okay.
Very briefly.
Very briefly.
But.
So we're going over to their house. They're having a movie night for Halloween. Yes. They're having like a kids movie, a classic horror movie, and a modern horror movie maybe or something like that.
No, that's pretty accurate. I mean, it's a it's an old movie. It's a kids movie and a new movie.
Oh, I need to stand up. Hold on. So we're going over there later today, and I'm making meatballs, like barbecue meatballs.
And I'm bringing me.
And chicken or something.
We'll see what I bring.
Yeah, chips, like chips apparently no, there's no, there's no chips and dick. Ew.
That I did not Freudian slip.
Oh, you didn't mean to say that?
No. Oh. I meant to say chips and dip.
Oh. Well, I apparently...
Well, I mean, who doesn't love a little chips and dick?
Right. I mean, hello. Apparently, I guess this is a no chips and dip party this time.
Oh, God.
Because I guess when they have people over, a lot of people bring, like,
chips and dip.
Because it's easier, but...
So and then like, my response to him was, are we fucking feeding them for the entire week? And Ricky replies, It's a bunch of fat boys. The food will be gone before the
evening. In like 3 minutes. So we're doing that today. And let's see. What else am I going to talk about? Sorry, we got interrupted by the conversation with Tony. That's what I was doing. Okay, so I have to talk about the weirdest fucking thing I have seen in a long time. And it's, of course, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
And they have this series.
Yeah, you know, I've been... Oh, girl. Ew, get that
right? Under control. Smoker's lung, apparently.
Get that under control.
We watched this series of all these different types of taboos around the world.
Okay. Is it like National Geographic or...
Not National Geographic. It's something like that, though.
Okay.
So, of course, there's like 14 of them in Japan. Because, like, the freaks go to Japan, I guess, to live.
No, they Japanese people...
They're trendsetters weird stuff.
They don't give a shit.
They don't.
They have shows of, like, who can come the furthest.
Right.
Like, that's fucking weird. Like
on live TV.
On live TV. I don't want to... I don't necessarily want to see that because, like...
But then you kind of do.
But, well, okay, so here, truth be told, I want to see it for the spectator part of it. I know that sounds really weird because I want to see, like, this is insane. Like, you do not watch this on normal TV.
Right.
However, at the same time, like, there's something so non-erotic about it, obviously.
Well, the fact that they pixelate everything, right. Like the dick, the balls.
Right. But like, then you see the liquid come out. It's right. Like so weird. I mean, I don't like the thing is that, like, when you're watching a movie and there's, you know, rated R stuff going on TV, like, or on at the movie theaters or whatever, if you're watching a movie, I feel like there's this, you get the whole idea that it's a movie, it's not a porn, it's not something like that.
Right.
So there's this kind of, like, level of, like,
you're not getting cool. Horny from it.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
And then you want to watch a fucking show where they're doing that, it's kind of like, it takes away the whole idea of, like, erotic, like, and there's nothing...
It makes you want to play the game.
No. 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 It does not. However, so, it's just weird. But anyway, go ahead.
Japan.
Here we go. Back to Japan.
So they have this thing of where people like to do body modifications, but they don't want it to be permanent. So they've come up with this thing of where they stick a needle into your forehead. They fill your forehead up with saline solution.
Okay.
And they have parties of people that go around and press their thumbs in the middle, and it's called donut head. So they have a donut head party where they eventually take the needle out. And so you have this huge forehead full of saline solution, and you have people coming around just poking you in the middle of the head. Bagel head is what it's called, not donut. Bagel head.
Same fucking shit.
But people do it because it's not permanent, and within like 24 to 36 hours, your body takes in the saline solution and it's right. No longer there.
Yeah,
because
saline is not. These
people
harmful.
Look fucking weird.
Wait, so you said please look it up. I have to look this up because this is fucking retarded.
Bagel head.
I've never ever seen this. Bagel head. Oh my god.
Did you see the pictures?
This is so weird.
Ugh.
Why would people want to do... Like, I don't understand. Like, is there a purpose?
The purpose is they don't want to have a permanent body modification, so it's something they can do that goes away and they don't have to feel ashamed for it, is what they said. But doesn't it look fucking disgusting? It looks like you have a huge blister on your head.
And then you have this.
Right. Which, let's get real. She didn't even have to put that on her face.
I'm sorry. Why does she have a bagel with cream cheese on her forehead?
Right. Well, so it was just really awkward. So I'll have to get the name of the Netflix show. But it was just like... They had this lady in Mexico who was like a professional. Oh my
god, what is, like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I mean, I'm not one to, I don't want to be judgy because, I mean, I like,
whatever, oh my god. What
did, now, see, what just I would
came out
this.
Of your mouth?
I don't want to be judgy. Like, I would want to have eyelashes that nice.
Could you even open your eye, though?
I mean, they're going to be real heavy.
Right. You're like going to look real tie-tie. Tie-tie.
Like, it's going to be like, it's going to be like, hold on. And then I take
your
hands
and you're going to have to open your eyes with your.
Okay. Have you ever had eyelashes, fake eyelashes put on your eyes?
No.
Okay. So one Halloween, like five or six Halloweens ago, I was dressed up as it's got to be longer than that. But anyways, I was dressed up as a club kid from New York and I had one eyelash put in my eye. Actually, I had two, but I had like one was like a real funky one. So it kind of like came out and it was blue. And the other one was like a normal one, but it was a different color. Let me just tell you, I could not fucking see where I was walking because my eyelids were so fucking heavy. I was like, I need to work out.
And you were probably drunk.
I was like, I need to work on my eyelids. The muscles are so fucking weak. I was like, Jesus.
You were probably drinking too. That probably didn't help.
Oh, well, of course. But, you know, let's not go there.
So, yeah, if you guys have a chance, look online at Bagel Heads and check that out.
I think this is so weird. I just don't understand why someone would want to do this. I mean, you know, good for them, you know, for being innovative on just wanting to do stuff like that. But I don't get it.
It's really weird. And it made me feel uncomfortable, which I think I would rather see someone with a body modification of like a horn on their head or like their like sharp cheeks than that, because that looks painful.
I just don't understand what's the purpose. Like, you know, like I'm all for people who want to do body modification or who want to get tattoos or whatever. And maybe this is coming from like my side, because like for me, like all of my tattoos have some sort of meaning. And so for me, it's like there has to be a purpose as to why I'm putting something on me. But I don't understand, like, even the cheek implant thingy where it comes out kind of like Lady Gaga and Born This Way or whatever. Like, I don't understand.
Or Maleficent.
That.
Because she had them too.
Yeah. Like, I just don't get it. Like, what's the purpose behind it? And maybe that's just me trying to, like, just for me, like, as a human, I try to find meaning and purpose to everything. So it's like, I don't understand it. Like, is it you're doing it just because it's cool? I don't know. I don't know. I guess I would.
It's really weird.
Like, I would love to ask a Japanese person. So anyway.
Well, because they do a lot of body modifications.
Right.
Too.
They do a lot of crazy
shit.
The
same
shit.
Series, they also had a lady from Mexico who is like a famous attorney, and she just all of a sudden did all these body modifications. They call her the Lady Vampire of Mexico, and she has her teeth sawed down like a vampire.
I've seen
she has all these modifications. She has like 93% or 94% of her body is tattooed. She went from this normal complete attorney's life and then switched her life over to this.
Really?
It's really odd.
See, I don't... You know what? I will tell you the one thing. One of the modifications that I don't understand. I don't think I will ever understand. Is the splitting of the tongue. Like, they have, like, the lizard tongue. I can't get that. Like, that just would never... To me, that will never... I'll never get that. Are you talking about this woman?
Yes, that's her.
Interesting.
But she has more tattoos. Anyway, I'll give you the name of the series, and hopefully I'll tweet it out, and I'll remember it.
Oh, my God.
But
she
some
was
really...
so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really weird.
Interesting.
So, anyway, we're at 34 minutes. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No, I mean...
You know, I kind of... Oh, they have the dates for Pride 48, you guys.
Right,
August 27th through the 30th.
Yes,
it's a 4-day event now. So, and they said they're not changing the dates, and they said that the weekend before Labor Day is like one of the cheapest weeks at Vegas. So maybe we can even get better rates. And this year we want to see you there, right? Like, we want people to go.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God! You know what I was thinking? I was like, what if Tony and I got married?
I know. I saw you post
Pride
that.
48.
That would be
what would that
amazing.
Be like?
Oh my
you
God.
Think it would
can
be cool?
I be the officiator?
No.
No.
It's at Pride 48, but you're not invited.
Right. as I'm staying in the room.
Maybe the show that we record is our wedding.
Oh my god, O-M-G. That would be so amazing.
I don't know. We'll talk about it. I don't know if Tony will go for that, but
Do you don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, everybody's going to be there already, so why not? Right.
Right. Most of your people.
It'll be the most interesting wedding that I'll ever have, and the only one I'll have probably.
The wedding episode. Oh my god! And we could record it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of put it on YouTube. Speaking of recording, Jules wants to guest on one of our video podcasts.
Oh, okay. We could have her sit in the back seat.
Right. And that's okay. So we'll have to figure out a way to get her to do that.
Right.
What else did she suggest? And she also suggested that we do like video podcasting, but like we walk, like as we're walking to a store or like.
Well, first you don't walk. So how are we going to do that?
Where did I park at Costco? If I remember correctly, I got video proof of that.
Girl, you won't even park at the next block away from your house.
There's reasons for that. But yes, I will not park in the... Yes.
I mean, where are we going to walk to? We're going to walk to the front door of Costco for a 30-second video?
No. I'm saying like if we're walking, like we'll record a podcast, but we're walking through the mall and we're recording it. And we're like, you know...
A podcast, not a video.
Right, like not a podcast, but a video podcast.
Oh,
of us like going through the mall and kind of like do a show like that, where we're not just sitting in the car. And
who's gonna video it?
We could, girl.
I'm not holding a phone up. I'm walking through the mall.
Selfie stick.
I'm not doing that. I need a producer. I need a cameraman. I need a sound. Calm boom, down, my Mary. Person. I need a unionized representation.
Anyway, we could do a double jack so that way you are plugged in.
I need
one
a body double
and preferably a twink.
Yes. Oh my god, how funny would that be if we had
body doubles,
two of like complete different people, but they did our voices. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That would be totally hilarious. That would have to be like completely.
That's
like
a lot of time.
No, it would have to be scripted,
right?
Because there's no way we could do that.
We don't do that. We don't do that.
We don't do scripts. What's a script?
All right. So we have anything else to talk about?
Look at that, and it's $4, $4.44. That's fucking amazing
for the stick.
Yes, I'm so
for the iPhone.
Yes, I will get each of us one. Dude, that's awesome.
I don't want to hold up the camera while we're walking through the mall. That's embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing.
That we're not 14.
What, quit. Anyways, we will figure it out.
Can I have a blue one?
We're not gonna do that because we're not in high school. Can I have a blue one, please? You get the color. I'm gonna get you.
Oh,
a
but if
one.
We get the stick, we could probably use the rear facing camera on the phone.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but it might be moving a lot. But
no, cause it's got stabilization. As John Ung would, I love the stabilization. Ah! He was so excited about that. I love it.
Anything else? I think we're pretty good for the week, right?
Yes, I think we are for the week at least.
All right. So make sure you check out our website at foulmonkeys.com. Tweet us every now and then.
Yes.
Go to our Facebook.
Facebook us.
I'm going to need you to be a little more social on the net, on the social networks. Like on Facebook and Twitter. I'm always doing it all.
So, I try to be.
No,
it's you hard. Don't. It's hard for me. You are a lot more social than I am on those feeds.
Learn, do it. Just tweet whatever you want to tweet.
Remember, do you want me to show you my wallet?
No, it's
called
too big.
I don't get paid.
You don't, no one gets paid for this. Actually, I pay a bunch of money to do this. So
oh, that's right, you do.
Yeah, so you know it's not free, people. Free for you, not for me.
Right, that's exactly right. Get
all
it
right.
Get it,
get it. All right, so we're out of here. This is Rick A.
And this was who was I
Tom somebody, right?
Tom,
I don't. Who were you?
Shit, I can't remember. Five.
See, that's why it's just you should be Roger at the end all the time.
Oh God, that's so boring. This is Roger. Deuces.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.